da 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 for a great Chicago show. We can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Listen, 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 Varna. Oh, listen, Varna. Listen, 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 Varna.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and Matt with me, as always, is Mr. James Skinny Shin. He's out tonight, but he's filled in by the great, the incomparable, the one and only Gino Cooney.
Hey, Skinny and Hooley fans, how are you?
Yeah.
Glad to pinch hit.
My co-host from The Crack that we do every Saturday night on WSBC from 8 to 9 at 12:40 a.m. But you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show, and we're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal, our old pal Bob Flood. We're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. If you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday at SkinnyHooley.com. And Gino, welcome to the show.
It's good to be back. It's good to be back. We're here at Lizzie McNeil's, sitting outside on the riverside.
Oh, it's another beautiful night.
I noticed the river traffic is really up. Did they come by here to see you guys?
Sure, they schedule their routes.
Wednesday night, the river is hopping. Mm-hmm. You must be really making waves with this show.
Oh, boy. Get ready for a lot of that, folks.
Oh, we got plenty of that tonight. And you're going solo tomorrow on The Crack.
I am. So that should be some laughs as well.
I'm going down up. I say I'm going up to Winona doing some real riverboat yachting on the Mississippi.
Is it your 35-year college reunion?
Huh? Yes. Oh, we're going to have a great time. We're going to golf on Friday. Then I'm going to navigate the river. I'm driving a yacht up and down the Mississippi River.
Are you really?
Yeah. A friend of mine, she owns a bowling alley in Winona, but she does have a huge yacht, and we go up and...
And she loans it to you guys?
Well, I just take pictures behind the steering wheel.
Okay.
She has her own crew.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she has a captain and everything and all that?
Yeah.
That's
Captain
cool.
Morgan.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Is she interested in show business?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll show you the pictures. You'll see the pictures.
Okay, good.
Yeah. I'll be gone all weekend and she'll be back. But I'll be back next week for The Crack when I'll be gone solo. You're doing
yes,
your movie.
Yes, I'm doing the TV show that night. But then the following week, we got Irish Fest.
Yes.
And that's why we're promoting that tonight. And what is it, 6th, 7th, and 8th?
Yeah, July 6th, 7th, and 8th. I'll have a whole full rundown of the music and events and cultural things that will be happening at the Irish American Heritage Center. And it's going to be my last night on duty as president. How about that?
That night at the Irish
How
Fest.
How fast?
That's Sunday night.
Time flies when
Gaelic Storm
fun.
And everybody. And
yes, I'm going to invite everyone over to buy me a pint if they want to.
Sure.
They probably don't want to, but I'll.
Well, if you're drinking pints, we don't have to listen to you. You're drinking.
That's not too bad.
No, you've been a great president.
Well,
really turned that joint around.
I hear that, but it was just a simple thing of letting people do what they normally do and just put a
Don't
smile on.
Get in their way.
Make people excited when they get to the place and leave with a good time, good memory. A lot of people come to the radio show. They have a blast.
We're on our third year. Third year? We're in the third year.
Yeah.
So that was a good idea as well, I think.
And ratings are just busting, though.
Sure, and we have a live audience every Thursday night.
And my radio career started right here.
That's right.
Skinny and Hooley
on the Skinny and Hooley show.
Oh,
that's when I
remember
got the idea.
I introduced myself to Mike.
Actually, it was a very classy move.
Why?
Well, I didn't know who you were, and you came up to me. And
well, I'm a classy guy.
Yeah.
I just said, hi, Mike. I'm Gene Cooney, a new president. And you said, would you mind coming on the show?
Yeah.
And he said, we'll have you on 15 minutes because we have a special guest. Well, I was doing magic tricks and telling jokes left and right. Before you know it, I was on the show 45 minutes.
Who was the guest?
I don't know. He was a politician, so we don't really care.
No, we don't want them.
But then he said, hey, you have a you know, you should have your own radio show.
You should, and you do.
I have a face for radio. But I wouldn't have done it without Kathleen. Kathleen was great on the radio. She was fantastic. And here we are, 3 years later. I know. I saw her a couple weeks ago. She was playing. And she was on the show not too long ago.
She was, yeah.
Great memories, good time with Kathleen. Yeah. She put her mark on she put her mark on that. Yeah, our sound man, Billy Wooten here. Let's give a nice hand for Billy Wooten here. That's great. Here. I was inside Lizzie McNeil watching him carrying all this heavy stuff, but I was so comfortable.
Yeah, you waited
there.
Right?
I normally help him, you know, connect all the wires and stuff.
You're
but,
always
you know,
pitching
this,
in it.
This radio show would be a lot better with a speaker, wouldn't it?
It's busting chops time.
It's sitting in his
garage.
Hey,
you know what? Come on by, folks, any Wednesday night. We're here, especially in the summer. It's so gorgeous out here. And the sights and the sounds are just terrific. So everybody's certainly welcome to join us any Wednesday night, 6 o'clock, over at Lizzie McNeil's for the Skinny and Hooley Show. Now we have two. We're very honored to have two old friends on the show, Jimmy Sullivan and Jimmy Moore, two of the great legendary musicians of Chicago Irish community. So glad to have you guys on.
Thanks, Philly.
Thanks, sir.
You got to get right on the microphone, Mr. Moore.
Okay, I got
you. There
you
go. This is your first time on the show, is it?
I believe so.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing.
What a stroke of luck. I'm on here as well as your first time. That's great.
This isn't your first time.
Well, okay. Last time I was on, I was here with Jimmy.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Honest to God, I didn't know that. That's just serendipity. Yeah. So you guys are performing at Irish Fest, correct?
Yeah, we're doing July 8th.
Is that the last night? Sunday?
At
Sunday?
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Outside in the folk tent.
Oh, in the folk tent, yeah.
I hope the weather is good. You know, I challenged, the Cooney Funeral Home is going to challenge Shannon Rovers again in the tug of war. We got killed last year. But this year we're going to bury him.
said Gino Cooney.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're going to have four teams there. I think the Young Irish Fellowship is going to have a team, and there's a contingent of redheads. They're having a reunion
Gingers.
There.
Yeah.
So the redheads are going to get their
I know. Billy
together.
McTighe was talking smack last week about it with you.
Well, I got some new recruits.
Oh, good.
Billy doesn't have red hair, though.
No. He's on the Shannon Rovers.
Oh, but you're lucky he's not on the team.
Oh, I know.
The tug of war.
He is in the tug of war. Does he get in
not.
It? Oh, no.
No, he's not. He'd be There's good, an age limit.
He'd be a good ballast.
He's the judge, too. He helped me judge things. So.
What do you have, like a line once you pull the other guys across the line?
Yeah.
And they just creamed
like
you guys.
That, those orange cones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what makes it official.
They wiped us all over the place. But I don't think your listeners want to listen to us talk all the time, do they?
No, we want to hear some music from these two great legendary
Jimmies.
So just to reiterate, though, Jim Sullivan has a terrific album dedicated to his brother.
Right.
What's that? The caught in the nick of
catch
time?
The heart off guard.
Catch the heart off guard.
JimSullivanMusic.com.
Go get over there because he's been on the show several times, and you and your brother were the Sullivan brothers, right?
Right. We started about 1976.
Yeah.
Playing all over, you know, any place that would let us play.
And I remember the first time I saw you was at the centennial celebration at the Heritage Center. Jimmy was on stage. Just a whole group of great musicians.
Oh, that was a lot of fun. Yeah,
yeah, it was
that
a
was
terrific
really great.
Night, and it was everybody celebrating the 100th anniversary of Irish independence. But I didn't know about and then you came and did the show, and I heard all about your brother, and I still have the CD. It's terrific.
Thanks.
So what are you guys, so anybody can see you, are you, is Jimmy playing
Jimmy's,
with,
yeah,
playing
he's
with
playing
you
with us,
at the
yeah.
Heritage Center? Sunday, July 8th.
July 8th.
2:15 in the folk tent.
Stick around for the tug of war.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a group of musicians
in the tug of war.
Get a team going. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're good at pulling things.
Where's the rim shot, Billy? Come on. There we go. Okay, that was a musician joke. What? What do you get this look on your face for?
I was
going to
mention the organ solo that we
could
do.
Oh, good for
it's
you.
Joke
for okay. We better get on the music. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're very honored to have Jim Sullivan and Jimmy Moore. What do you want to start out with, boys?
Well, maybe we'll, since we're on this river here, we might do No Frontiers because
cool.
That's on my CD. And, you know, it starts off that life is a river. So.
It certainly is.
maybe we'll do that.
Mm-hmm. All right, here he is, Jim Sullivan and Jimmy Moore.
My wife does this on the CD with me.
What does she?
She sings along with me. Yeah.
Next time you could bring her, you know?
Okay. You have to pay her.
Right.
Well, then don't.
If life is a river, your heart is a boat, and just like a water baby, baby, born to float. And if life is a wild wind that blows way on high, then your heart is Amelia, dying to fly. Heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. And if life is a barroom which we must wait, round the man with his fingers on the ivory gates, where we sing until dawn of our fears and our fates, and we stack all the dead men in self-addressed crates. In your eyes, faint as the singing of a lark, and somehow this black night feels warmer for the spark, warmer for the spark to hold us till the day when fear will lose its grip and heaven has its ways. Heaven knows no frontiers, and I've seen heaven in your eyes. And if life is a rough bed of brambles and nails, and your spirit's a slave to man's whips and man's jails, where you thirst and you hunger for justice and right, and your heart is a pure flame of man's constant night. In your eyes, faint as the singing of a lark, and somehow this black night feels warmer for the spark, warmer for the spark to hold us till the day when fear will lose its grip and heaven has its ways, and heaven has its ways, when all will harmonize and know what's in our hearts, the dream will realize. Heaven knows no frontiers, I've seen heaven in your eyes. Heaven knows no frontiers. I've seen heaven in your eyes.
Very nice. That was lovely. No frontiers. Did you write that?
No, that's written by a Cork man named Jimmy McCarthy, and Mary Black did that song.
Oh, yeah. Mary Black. Oh, that's terrific. Now, I can imagine you and your wife doing that song together, and so you take alternate, verses or.
She's just in the last verse.
Okay.
In the last chorus, yeah.
Finbar Fury has an album with Mary Black. Have you ever heard that?
Yes. Yeah.
They do a lot of that. And it's just terrific, and they're terrific together.
I love Finbar.
He's terrific. Yeah. So is Jimmy Sullivan, and Jimmy Moore, and that's who you're listening, folks. And you can see him at the Irish American Heritage Center on Sunday, July 8th, 2:15, in the Folk Tent. I'll make sure I say that right.
Folk. Mm-hmm.
Folk tent.
I'll be there warming up for the tug of war.
Oh, man.
Hey, can I say a real quick note? Tomorrow,
that's
Saturday. June 24th.
Yes, Sunday.
Sunday, June 24th, the Irish American Heritage Center is having a benefit for Jerry Kehoe. For the love of Jerry, Jerry's a good friend of ours, and we passed away suddenly from a cancer disease and leaves behind a couple of kids and had a tremendous amount of medical bills, and this is just one way to help him out, to help out the Kehoe family. He's only about 53 years old. If you had any problems with your car, you just take it down to the alley, he'd fix it for you. So that's from 2 to 7 tomorrow at the Heritage Center. They have food and drink and music and silent auctions and raffles. So if you're not doing anything, stop by or send a check over. Thanks for...
That's the beautiful thing about the Heritage Center. They're always helping people out. We're always having fundraisers and benefits for folks. Nothing like the great Chicago Irish community, is there?
The Taj Mahal.
The Taj Mahal of traditional Irish music.
Yes.
In the Fifth Province Pub. All right, so, you're quoting Seamus Heaney talking about that album with that you wrote for your brother. What is it again? I'm going to write it down. Catch the Heart Off Guard.
Yeah.
And you guys played together for years and years and years. What was it like going out solo without him?
Well, I would get people to help out.
Jimmy Moore?
Jimmy. And my brother-in-law was pressed into service.
Who's your brother-in-law?
My brother, Jim Hayes.
Oh, Jimmy Hayes, sure.
Yeah. And my cousin, Matt O'Connor, He plays. He plays the stand-up bass and harmonica.
I think John Williams was involved.
John Williams was involved.
He's
on the CD.
He's our resident session leader on Thursday nights. Yeah.
And then I've had Jerry Field playing fiddle for many years. Yeah.
And if anybody breaks a fiddle or a guitar, he can fix it.
He can fix it. Yeah. He's done that many times.
Yeah.
A lot of good stories.
Yeah. Well, now you got something else you want to throw at us and change up the pace a little bit? You're listening to Jim Sullivan. Jimmy Moore. We're having a blast on the river.
Here's another one we did called McAlpine's Fusilier.
Oh, you're going to do that?
Yeah, I'm going to do that for you. I was in a little pub in Kilkenny in 1980, and I sang this song, and the guys at the bar said that they worked for McAlpine's over in England. And since they gave me this little introduction, I think that the Dubliners do. But 'twas in the year of 39 and the sky was full of lead. Hitler was making for Poland and Paddy for Holyhead. And then they start into the song. So I think we're...
Let Mr. Moore get acclimated here.
Get stuck in the wires here. All right, then. We didn't... decide on a key, Jim, but let's try this one.
It was down the glen came McAlpine's men with their shovels slung behind them. It was in the pub that they drank their sup. Down in the spike you will find them. They sweated blood and they washed down mud with quarts and pints of beer. And now we're on the road again with McAlpine's Fusiliers. I strip to the skin with the darky fin down upon the Isle of Grain. With horse face toll, I learned the rule: no money if you stop for rain. For
McCormick Alpine's got is a well-filled hut with the shoulders cut to bits and sere. And woe to he who looks farty with McAlpine's fusilier. I remember the day that the Bear O'Shea fell into a concrete stair. The horse face said when he saw him dead, that wasn't what the rich call prayer. I'm a navvy short was his one retort that reached unto my ears. When the going is rough, I must be tough with McAlpine's fusiliers. I work till the sweat near had me bet with Russian, Czech, and Pole. And shimmering gems up in the hydro dams or underneath the Thames in a hole. I drafted hard and I got me card, and many a ganger's fist across me ears. If you value your life, don't join my Christ with McAlpine's fusiliers. If you value your life, don't join by cripes with McAlpine's fusiliers.
All right.
Up she flew.
I love that. You know what? When I was 19, right out of high school, I got a job working on a Irish bricklayer crew run by a guy named Kevin Smith and Jackie Sullivan. And I was, you know, the laborer.
You were laying bricks back then?
Yeah, I was.
You were laying everything.
Yeah, thank you. But thank you, Billy. But that's what it was like. I mean, you did not stop for a second. And you know, be a hot, sunny day, and I was a young kid. I took my shirt off. And they, you know, you make the mud, you make the cement. And I had, that was part of my job. And they, when the Irish guys didn't like it, they would get a big trowel of it and just whip it across my chest. Make more mud, Mike. Oh, my God, it just tortured me. But it was great. You know who one of the guys on the crew was? Seamus Cooley.
Oh.
You remember Seamus Cooley, the musician?
Yeah.
He worked at the sanitary district with us as a janitor, and they brought him out on the weekends. He didn't last too long on the crew. He had to go sit down because of the beer and the sun and everything. But that was McAlpine. That's what reminds me of. If you value your life, don't join by Christ. McAlpine's Diffuser. That's one of my favorite tunes, so thank you so much for doing it. Yeah, it really is. Now, where did you learn that one?
Oh, well, my parents used to have parties when I was growing up in the 60s.
Were they from the old country?
No, but they always had this music, all these songs.
Yeah.
And I learned it back when I was like 10 years old, maybe.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Jim, I think maybe Dominic Behan might have written that song.
Did he write that?
He might have.
Oh.
Any relation to Brendan Behan?
His brother.
Yeah. No kidding.
Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but
yeah.
I always thought he did.
Well, it's a classic.
Tis.
It is.
Yeah, it certainly is. All right, so we can take a break, Billy, and we're going to come back. We're going to have more of these fine gentlemen, and so stick around. Skinny and Hoolish will be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad sandwiches and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Absolutely. Thanks to Jimmy Sweeney and Kevin Burke over at Local 150. They're great supporters of the Skinny and Hooley Show. Local 150 operating engineers, just terrific guys and great sponsors. Now we have a surprise guest, Gino. I don't know if you ever met Julia Jameson.
Nice to meet you, Julia.
Nice to meet you.
She's now living in New York, right?
Yes.
A stalwart of the Special Olympics organization for years and years. She put up with Skinny. What are you doing in town?
Just back in town.
Oh, yeah,
just to hang out.
Okay, good
for
you.
But to work, too.
Yeah, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you working for Special Olympics in New York?
Well, I'm working for Special Olympics Chicago remotely in New York.
Oh, what kind of a deal is that? That sounds like a Skinny Sheehan deal.
Yeah, no, I'm helping out with the 50th anniversary.
Yeah. That's in July?
July 20th, yep.
Okay.
Yes.
It's at Soldier Field.
At Soldier Field. Special Olympics began in Chicago 50 years ago, in 1968.
Ann Burke. And, you know what? Skinny said we're going to have Ann Burke on the show, I think, July 18th.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
So they're having a huge unified games, unified soccer tournament with people from all over the world. And then they're going to have a law enforcement torch run. They are creating a permanent monument at Soldier Field.
To Special Olympics?
For Special Olympics, the Eternal
that's
Flame,
cool.
Yeah. And then the last thing, well, there's probably a few more things I'm forgetting, but they're having a huge concert at Northerly Island.
Oh, I heard, but they can't reveal who it's going to be yet?
Apparently it's coming out today, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Come on.
The only people I know about are Smokey Robinson,
ooh,
OAR, and Jason Mraz. And
I don't
maybe
know who they
Chance
are.
The Rapper.
Oh, Chance the Rapper. Okay, he gets in on everything in Chicago.
How long have you been in New York?
Since St. Paddy's Day.
I moved St.
Paddy's Day. Yeah, I do. I'm in Brooklyn.
I used to teach school at St. Anne's in Brooklyn Heights.
You did? I live right near there.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. I live near downtown Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Brooklyn Heights, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Great hood, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of old buildings.
Yeah.
A lot of history there.
I was a young actor then and teaching drama to young students.
Hooley's gum is stuck underneath all the desks.
Yeah. Now, who'd you bring with you tonight? I see Natalie is here.
I brought Natalie, Mary Slowick, and then Hannah.
Mary Slowick? I didn't even see her.
Yeah, Mary's right there.
Oh, hi, Mary.
I know. I told Mary she should come on.
Oh,
she's working on the 50th anniversary.
Of course she is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She was with Skinny for years and years and years.
Yeah.
One of our old faves. And how long are you going to be in town?
Until Sunday.
Okay, but you're coming back in July for the thing, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is in about a month.
Yeah.
Today's the
23rd.
Yeah. 20th. Oh,
20th.
Yeah, we broadcast and say. All right, so if anybody wants information, they go to sochicago.com or .org.
Let me look.
Sochicago.org.
It's Special Olympics 50.org.
Oh, the special site for that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Special Olympics 50.org.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Everything's free, so except for the concert. So everyone should come out.
Everything's free?
To come to our Unified Games, yeah.
Oh, really? That's mm-hmm. terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was at the thing in the opening of the Special Olympics. What was it? Just a month ago or whatever in May.
The Spring Games opening ceremonies.
Yeah. At Soldier Field. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. With all our athletes from Chicago. Yeah. That was awesome.
So great to see you. We'll see you again
in
July.
Thank you for having me. Yes.
Absolutely. Come home more often.
Yes, yeah. I'll try. Okay. I mean, I come home for this, so.
All right, thanks to the committee for 50 years of taking care of these special needs kids. Yeah. It's a great thing.
Also, they put up with Skinny all year long. I can't believe it. How do they do that? Okay. Thanks, Julia.
Thank you.
Jameson. All right, so Gino.
Yeah.
One of the things we do on the show is I tell my friend Skinny that, you know, Skinny, I was walking down Western Avenue the other day, and I happened to look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts, and I saw the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the haze, and he said to me, "Hey, Hooli, who died?" Ann Broderick, who was a McGing, a relative of Jim McGing, we think, a native of Glensall, Turmacady, County Mayo, Ireland. Everybody on the north side is from Turmacady. Beloved wife of the late John, Sean Broderick. Did you know her, Jimmy? You know?
Well, I was just nodding, saying everyone.
Oh,
is
everyone's from
Turmacady.
Yeah.
Turmacady is such a big town, populous.
It's tiny.
It's a barn.
But there's like city blocks of Chicago that are all Turmacady people. Anyway, Ann Broderick, obviously a solid member of the Turmacady community. God rest her soul. Ann Broderick, and to the entire McGing family. Also, Barry Tinley, James Barry Tinley, only 61, a native of Dublin, beloved husband of 38 years to Eileen and the father of Maureen and Claire. He was an avid golfer and tea drinker, and his visitation funeral were handled by Cooney Funeral Home. And we have the one and only Gino Cooney sitting right next to me. So that's good. I'm sure you took good care of Barry Tinley, Gino. Also, Reverend Edward J. Maloney of Fox Lake. Actually, he died in, well, no, he just died June 11th. He was the son of Martin and Ellen Maloney, brother of Francis Jerry Maloney and the late William, and the late Mary Jane Larkin, and the late Neil. During more than 60 years as a priest, Father Maloney provided leadership in the Catholic Hispanic community, serving as pastor of St. Mark and Mission Juan Diego parishes. Father Maloney served as a seminary professor for many years, inspiring many lives of Christian services. God rest his soul, Father Ed Maloney. And Margaret Rita Levy, native of Dublin, another Dublin person, wife of the late Michael, and the loving mother of Carolyn, Mary, and the late Stephen. God rest her soul, Margaret Rita Levy. And I think it was a slow week in the deaths. So we'll close up the crypt. Gino, you're telling me. We'll close that up. But now, one of my favorite parts of the show, and I'm so glad Skinny's not here, because he's always censoring me when I'm doing it, and what did I do with it?
What are we doing?
We're doing Who Cares? Oh. Where do you have it?
Oh, here's one here.
Oh, okay. Do you have it, Billy? I thought I gave you one. Hang on. Folks, this is obviously one of the great moments in Skinny and Hooli entertainment history.
Hey, well, July 3rd, we're setting Guinness Book of World Records, right?
We are? For what?
For three radio stations.
Oh, that's right. We're doing, I remind everybody. July 3rd, Tuesday, July 3rd, we are doing the Skinny and Hooli Show, The Crack, and the Hooli's Hooli, all three of the Hibernian Transmedia's radio shows, all in 1 hour.
It's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night. That's an extravaganza they've never done. And we're going to do all three shows in 1 hour, so you'll get like 20 minutes of each show. And we have Emer Arkins, who's going to Ireland with us. She'll be performing with her friend Eileen Gannon on the harp. It's going to be a great night at the Heritage Center in the 5th Province, Bud. So come on by. Very special night, 8 o'clock, Tuesday, July 3rd. And we'll be plugging that again later in the show. Okay, Gino, would you please give me a hand with this door? You can go first. You want to go first?
Okay, yeah, we go either one.
Okay. Go first.
I just read it then, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to go first.
Here, watch
Rachel.
Me.
No.
Rachel Maddow breaks down in tears on live TV while describing tender age shelters.
Who cares?
Brad Pitt was done being Mr. Nice Guy in custody battle with Angelina Jolie.
Who cares?
April the giraffe might be expecting another calf only 14 months after giving birth to Tajiri.
Who cares?
A 12-year-old boy called police twice because he didn't like his salad.
Who cares?
Reese Witherspoon, Christy Teigen, and more celebrities speak out about migrant children crisis.
Who cares?
Paris Hilton says Lindsay Lohan isn't going to be invited to her wedding.
Ooh,
who
that's
cares?
Big news. Alicia Silverstone is super excited to be available after her divorce.
Who cares?
Kim Kardashian says never say never when it comes to running for president.
Who cares?
And finally, Barbara Walters is planning her own funeral.
Who cares?
How's it up?
Hey, Julie.
Wait. We got to reach up. Reach up and get that latch on the top there. Get that. Can you reach it? You know? Ah, good. Thanks, pal. Thanks.
Okay. Are these supposed to be true stories?
They are all actual true stories.
Because, you know, that giraffe story, it sounds like a tall tale.
Oh. he's searching for his...
And I could help Barbara Walters with her plan.
Oh, who doesn't? Yeah, I'd love to
help
her.
She's in town. Yeah. Come on in.
Let me give her a push.
I'll give you the layaway plan.
That's right. Hey, we're having a blast here on the Skinny and Julie Show. My old pal Gino Cooney is sitting in for Skinny tonight.
What does this mean? More? Oh, that's last week. See? You got to update this
stuff. I don't
have
last. Oh, is it? Did I give you last week's? I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Better take a break. We better take a break here on the Skinny and Julie Show. Stick around. We got more music coming from Jim Sullivan and Jimmy Moore. And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Juries won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
And that's my old pal, Brendan O'Brien. A lot happening every weekend over at Riley's Daughter. Stop by. Sunday Funday is their big afternoon. Sunday afternoons in the summer are just terrific there. Hey, just got a text. Josephine Craven, Frank Gleason, Mark Picars, and Kathy O'Neill were just going by on a pontoon on the river yelling our names, and we didn't see them.
We didn't hear them.
Yeah, but somebody, Billy.
We have Kelly heard them. We have headphones on.
It says we saw Gino, Kathy.
I predicted it. They come down the river just to see Skinny and
Hooley.
Sure
they do. Of course they do.
The traffic is crazy.
Frank Gleason is with the Dirty Wellies, of course.
They had a great show honoring James Joyce.
William Bloomsday. Yeah. Was that Frank and Josephine?
Oh, yeah. It's fantastic, yeah.
Hey, now, weren't you going to tell us a little story?
Yeah. The bad news here. The veteran Pillsbury spokesman, Poppin' Fresh, died Wednesday of a severe yeast infection. He was 71 years old. He was buried Friday in one of the biggest funerals in years.
I'll bet.
Dozens of celebrities turned out, including Mrs. Butterworth, the California Raisins, Hungry Jack, Betty Crocker, and the hostess, Twinkies. The graveside was
always
piled high
them.
With flowers as longtime friend Aunt Jemima delivered the eulogy. Fresh as a man who never knew he was needed, Fresh rose quickly in the show business.
He rose quickly.
But his later life was filled with turnovers. He was considered a smart cookie and wasted much of his dough on half-baked schemes. Still,
so
even as a crusty old man, he was a role model to millions. Fresh is survived by his second wife. They had two children, and one is in the oven.
All right. You never know. See, you never know what the obits are going to be. We brought an undertaker in just for that one. I got a story for you, Gino. There's a guy. It's an American woman. She's about her 40, and she wanted to get married, but she's only willing to marry a man who's never been with a woman before. After several unsuccessful years of searching, she decides to take out a personal ad. She ends up corresponding with a man who's lived his entire life in the Australian outback. They end up getting married. On their wedding night, she goes into the bathroom to prepare for their lovemaking. When she returns to the bedroom, she finds her new husband standing in the middle of a room naked and all the furniture from the room piled in one corner. What happened, she asks. Well, I've never been with a woman, but if it's anything like a kangaroo, I'm going to need all the room I can get. Thank you. You're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. And we're very honored to have two of our oldest friends, not oldest friends, but legendary friends, Jimmy Moore and Jim Sullivan. What do you say, guys? How about another tune?
Okay.
I didn't mean to shock you with that.
It took me by surprise there. What am I doing here?
It's the Skinny and Hooley Show. Come on.
Okay, this one is the Isle of Innisfree.
Oh, this is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Jimmy and I were doing a gig at Notre Dame last year, and we were just messing around, and I started singing this song. Oh, we got to put this one in the repertoire. It's one of my grandfather, George Sullivan, who was our beloved Papa George. He used to sing this, so this one's for him. I've met some folks who say that I'm a dreamer, and I've no doubt there's truth in what they say. For sure a body's bound to be a dreamer when all the things he loves are far away. And precious things are dreams unto an exile. They take him o'er the land across the sea, especially when it happens he's an exile from that dear lovely Isle of Innisfree. But dreams don't last, though dreams are not forgotten. And soon I'm back to stern reality. And though they've paved the footways here with gold dust, I still would choose my Isle of Innisfree. I've wandered o'er green hills through dreamy valleys to find a peace no other land could know. I've heard the birds sing music fit for angels, and the rivers laughing as they flow. And then into a humble shack I wander, my dear old home, and tenderly behold the folks I love around the turf fire burning. On bended knee, their rosary is told. But when the moonlight peaks above the rooftop of this fair city, wondrous though it be, I scarcely feel its wonder or its laughter. I'm once again back home in Innisfree. Once again, back home in Innisfree.
Bravo, Mr. Jim Sullivan.
Thank you.
Mr. Jimmy Moore. We're going to take our final break.
See that man over there? That's the anchor man for the Redheads over there.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be a ballast. Hey, we're going to take our final break here on the Skinny Hooley Show. Stick around. Come back for more Gino Cooney, Jimmy Moore, and Jim Sullivan. We'll give you some more entertainment. Thanks. Bye.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's ConcernUSA.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
And that's the truth. Concern Worldwide is a terrific organization. They got a big thing coming up later this summer. Maybe check out your Irish American News for news on that. Gino, you want to give us a little update on Irish Fest? Give us the lowdown.
As outgoing president, the weather promises to be beautiful. I talked to God the other day, and it's going to be beautiful out. It's going to be...
Put in a good word for me.
There's no good word for you.
Okay.
Hopeless. Start saying your prayers to St. Jude. Our 33rd year of our annual Irish American Heritage Festival, July 6th, 7th, and 8th. Get your Irish on. Celebrate 3 days of music, dance, family fun. Our headliners are going to be Gaelic Storm, Wee Banjo 3, Jig Jam, Vernon Kelly, Liz Carroll, Tupelo, and Rory Makeham. Also appearing, we got Baltin, Basket
Baltina.
House. Baltina. I couldn't pronounce that guy's name. Dathy Spruill. Oh, he's with Liz Carroll. Yeah, he's great. The Dirty Wellies. They just drove by here in a boat
a little while ago.
Yeah. Chancey Brothers, Dooley Brothers. In spite of ourselves, I saw them at the Heritage Center the other night. Oh, man, they have a great.
In spite of ourselves.
Oh, fantastic. Irish Heritage Singers, Jimmy Keen, Jim Sullivan, and Friends. And one of my favorite, Misericordia Heartbreakers and Heart Singers. They are fantastic. Talk about Heartbreakers. They're great.
They are great.
Mulligan Stew, St. Stephen's Green, Sean Cullen Band, and John Williams and Friends. We got dance and music schools, pipe bands, attractions, kids programs. And
Gaelic Storm with Katie Grennan on Sunday night, right?
Yeah, that'll be my going away party.
Yeah.
And we got a lot of cultural programs on the second floor where we house our library. There's an aunt on my microphone.
Come on.
Thank God there's not an uncle on my microphone.
You're burning the clock.
Drop by the tea room Saturday and Sunday for a proper cup, tea, baked biscuits. We have Redhead Days. We got contests. Redhead Day Chicago comes to Irish Fest all weekend. I hope to get a team in the tug of war. There's fest parking, but I strongly encourage you to take Uber or public transportation, because in that neighborhood, parking is extremely limited. Tickets are $10 in advance. That's a deal of the century. $15 at the door or after July 5. Children 12
and
under are free.
So get your tickets now.
Yeah, Sunday Mass. We have a Mass Sunday and breakfast.
Father Mick Madigan.
Or Father Scott Donahue.
Oh, that's right.
He's been great all these years. To purchase tickets, visit our website.
I want to
call the center, 773-282-7035.
I want to remind everybody, Gino, you and I are going to Ireland October 11th to the 18th, and we invite all our listeners to join us. We're going to have a blast. We're going to Cork for two nights. We're going to Dingle for two nights. We're taking All-Ireland fiddling champion Emer Arkins with us. And
on this tour, are we going to tour McCady?
No, unfortunately, we won't be in County Mayo. But I have a joke about a lady in a tour, but I'm going to save that for later, because we want to have Jim Sullivan and Jimmy Moore take us out with one more. Yeah, I'll save that for the crack tomorrow night. One more tune from you guys, and they can see you Sunday at the Irish Fest at 2:15 in the Folk Tent.
That's it. That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And I want to thank Gino for his work there at the Heritage Center. He really has turned it around.
He sure has.
You've made that festival really awesome.
Thank you
really
very much. Thank you.
It's very noticeable.
Thank you.
All right, this is called The Big Strong Man. And my six brothers-in-law are kind of big guys. They like to get up and push each other around during this song. They're big chests. Have you heard about the big strong man? He lived in a caravan. Have you heard about the Jeffrey Johnson fight? Oh, what a hell of a fight. You can take all the heavyweights you got. We got a lad who can beat the whole lot. He used to ring the bells in the belfry. Now he's gonna fight. Jack Dempsey was me brother. Sylvester, what's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest. He killed 50 bandmen in the West. He knows no rest because the man held fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that can sink a battleship. Big ship. It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. Well, he thought he'd take a trip to Italy, and he thought that he'd go by sea. He jumped off the harbor in New York, and he swam like a man made of cork. Well, he saw the Lusitania in distress. What'd he do? He put the Lusitania on his chest. Big chest! He drank all the water in the sea, and he walked all the way to Italy. He was me brother Sylvester. What's he got? A row of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest! He killed 50 bad men in the West. He knows no rest because the man held fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg and a punch that can sink a battleship. Big ship, it takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester. Well, he thought he'd take a trip to old Japan, and he brought along the whole brass band. He played every instrument they got, and like a lad, sure he beat the whole lot. Well, the old church bells will ring. Church bells! The old church choir will sing. Hellfire! They all came out to say farewell to my big brother Sylvester. He was me brother Sylvester. What's he got? A roll of 40 medals on his chest. Big chest! He killed 50 bandmen in the West. He knows no rest because the man held fire. Don't push, just shove. Plenty of room for you and me. He's got an arm like a leg, a lady's leg, and a punch that can sink a battleship. Big ship! It takes all the army and the navy to put the wind up Sylvester.
That was your brother.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Skinny and Hooli Show. We will see you later. Bye. Am I right, Billy?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Good night.
Woo.
The Skinny and Hooli Show is recorded in front of a live audience.